Billy Corgan, one of the greatest songwriters of our time, and clearly the best voice ever on the planet.
Yep.
It's an honor.
It doesn't sound like it right now. I've been coughing for weeks, but thank you.
Wait a minute, besides this moment.
This is a real cool moment for us to chat with you, man. You know, when I hear you sing, I hear a pain in your voice that like has to come from a real deep place. Like, I there's no other voice like yours on the planet. And inside of that voice, I hear that there's a deep pain coming from your soul there. Where does that come from?
You know, I really don't know, because when I was a kid and I sang, and my father was a musician, remember, that they would all kind of put their fingers in their ears and say, please don't sing. Your voice is too loud, and it's too weird, and it's too. But somehow, in the musical component, you know, with the music that I've created, and maybe I built the music around my voice, but somehow it seems to work in there. It seems to amplify something that, in person, when I was a kid, people didn't like.
I heard with this new album that a hacker was about to release it.
Oh,
and you personally paid the hacker off to not release it.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. About 6 months before the release, I got a message from a fan saying some of the songs have leaked. You know, they're emailing with them, and they're offering to buy these songs. Well, I'm thinking, okay, even if we pay this ransom, for lack of a better word, how do I know that tomorrow the songs still aren't going to get leaked? Right. You know what I mean? And then so we were able to go ahead and stop the leak from happening. So really only the one song, well, the one fan heard the songs and was writing me like, oh, these are really good songs. And I was like, great, but you know, whatever you do, don't share them with anybody. And then somehow, you know, the hacker was not a great hacker, because they used Venmo or something, so the FBI was able to track them. And it's, it's a crazy story.
Oh wow,
that's great.
Yep.
That's, so did you get your money back?
No. I mean, and trust me, the way my band works, none of the band is willing to repay me. So it's just on me, you know.
Well, at least you got arrested, so you got that satisfaction.
You know, it's happened before. It happened in the 90s. Somebody that was dating one of Darcy Retzky's sisters stole a tapes out of her car. So while we were working on Melancholy in 94, somebody had leaked a bunch of our stuff online, and the FBI got involved then. And then in recent years, somebody that had worked for the band inside the walls of our world had stolen a bunch of stuff and was posting stuff online, and I had to get the FBI involved again. So this is the third time I've had to get the FBI involved with this kind of stuff. It's unfortunate, because, look, we live in a click world, and if you're sitting on a message board and you see, hey, new songs from some artist have leaked, I mean, if you're a fan, you're probably clicking on it. You know, you don't realize you're probably aiding and abetting something that is unfair to the artist that has worked on something and needs to prepare to put it out in the modern world.
Yeah, when you call them and say, hey, Billy. You again.
It's,
that sucks.
I mean, the good news is that there's such a thirst for your music that this kind of thing happens, that you can't even just have a tape sitting somewhere without someone saying, hey, I got something that the world wants to hear.
Well, just to be quick about it, you know, once we prepared the 33 songs, and there were different people on the business side who wanted to hear the record, you know, usually what people do is they send a link and people can hear the stuff early. I would create a situation where people could only listen to the music between, like, say, 6 and 7 p.m., and then the link would get shut down, and everybody would just roll their eyes and call me paranoid again and again and again. And then when this happened, I was like, I guess I'm not that paranoid.
You know? Yeah, right. You have a reason for it.
You were right.
Exactly.
Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins, on the show. We're talking to him about Part 3 of Autumn. It's a rock opera. How long did it take you to write 33 songs? Is this a work that has taken decades, or is this, how long did it take?
In terms of the idea of the thing, it was about 4 or 5 years ago that I really wanted to do it, but the band wasn't that enthusiastic about it, so it got shelved. And then once the pandemic hit and I found myself sitting here every day with nothing to do, I started. So top to bottom, it was about 2 years.
So to me, I don't know. But if I'm in your band and you say, hey, I want to do something, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
You don't know my band.
Let us talk to them. Put them on the phone.
You know, let me talk to them.
Put them on the phone.
Be happy.
Listen, I've gotten a reputation through the years of being a bit of a black cloud, right? And I would always tell the people in the world, like, you don't understand, the band behind me is even darker than I am. If you think I'm dark, you should meet the people standing next to me.
They made me this way.
Right. I was a happy person.
Sure. sure, maybe I made them that way. But I can tell you, and I'm not joking, I mean, imagine, I don't know, pick your favorite Smashing Pumpkins songs from the 90s. Imagine I come in, I play the song from the band, we record it. I would never receive a compliment or a pat on the back or
wow.
something. They would just act what? Like it. They would just act like it was not a big deal. That it was. I don't know. I don't know if they expected me to do it, or they got used to me doing it. But it wasn't like they were singling me out for any particular praise or enthusiastic response. Now they were very supportive of my musical explorations. So that was the best part about being in that version of the band was if I said, I want to go down this crazy road, they were like, sure, let's try that. But when I would get somewhere with it and I would write a song like, I don't know, a Tonight Tonight or whatever, it wasn't like on that Tuesday, somebody pulled me aside and said, man, you really did a good job. Keep doing it. It was just like, it was just another day for them.
That's wild. I wonder if that's, is that a motivator or is that negative?
I read a book by Hank Aaron, the great home run hitter, once when I was a kid, and he said when he first started playing baseball, he had a lot of coaches that were super negative, and he found it hard to focus on the game because he didn't find the joy in it. And then he said he had a coach that really encouraged him and said, you can do it, I believe in you, and suddenly he started hitting home runs like crazy.
Oh, wow.
And so he said, in my estimation, there's two types of baseball players. There's ones who need to be driven by a negative coach, and there's ones who need to be driven by a positive coach.
Right.
And I'm a positive coach. And so I when I read that when I was 10 years old,
you clicked
I thought
right
that's
in.
Me.
Yeah,
I do better with encouragement. I do better when people say, I believe in you and you could do it.
Wow. Now I'm wondering what the world would have received had you been in a positive band.
Look what we did.
No, I'd be in an ashram right now meditating and not even playing rock and roll.
Talk to us a little bit about the album, then I know you got to go and you got to do more stuff, but the album and a tour, hopefully, to Connecticut.
Yes. Yeah, album, 33 songs. People really like it. I mean, it's probably our best received album in easily over 20 years. So we're feeling good. And the tour is riding off the coattails of that. And, you know, we have Interpol and Rival Sons on a bunch of the dates. And on some of the dates that Interpol couldn't do, we have Stone Temple Pilots. So great summer tour.
Any chance you can stop by our radio station and do a show in the studio?
Yeah.
You just got to ask. I've done hundreds of those through the years, and I love doing them.
Really? Well, we're going to ask.
Yes, we are.
We're going to say Billy said to ask.
Right, so back us up.
He said all we have to do is ask.
Right.
Absolutely.
Excellent. No,
I love to. I love stuff like that, and I've always found it fun. You know, I grew up listening to the radio. I had the radio under my pillow when I was 5 years old, listening to God knows what I was listening to in the middle of the night. So trust me, I'm a big fan.
Billy Corgan, thank you so much for spending time with us. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.